Hello, audio boom. Let's turn the radio down. Good morning. It's 10 to 10 on Saturday. I'm not drunk. Saturday the 25th of October, 2014. I'm here with mein Frau. Say hello, mein Frau.
Hello.
And we, plus the dog, who is dead in the back, are travelling along the A69 westbound to the Lake District because we're going to go hill walking today. We're extremely late. We plan to be arriving about this time. However, we didn't get in until very late last night to my parents in Hexham. What time did we get? 10 past 10?
Yeah.
Or a bit later than that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 past 10 we got in after 9.25 hours of nightmare driving on the M6. So we're coming up to Haydon Bridge, a lovely little village. With a new bypass, and then we'll be hitting Haltwhistle after that with a new bypass. I say new, definitely within the last 6 or 7 years. The weather at the moment, well, it was a beautiful morning when we woke up, but now it's overcast. We've had a bit of drizzle already, and the weather forecast for the Lake District, particularly where we're going, we're looking at going up Helvellyn today. And the weather is good as we speak. Just the only concern is the wind, I think, isn't it?
Make a U-turn if possible.
Make a U-turn if possible. No, because she doesn't know this road. This is the brand new bypass around Haydon Bridge. So now the sat-nav is having a mare. We are childless. The three child folk are with my parents and they're going to have a fun packed day. Oh, it's going to be funny. They're going to have a fun packed day. Well, in Hexham today, actually, there's a few things going on. About now, you've got 3-9 Regiment Royal Artillery who are based at Albemarle Barracks. Where's that? Heading on the Wall. They're based at. Dean Reid and I walked past the barracks on our epic trek of Hadrian's Wall. Past their barracks quite late at night, Dean. I think it was about just after midnight that we walked past Albemarle Barracks. But anyway, I digress. Albemarle Barracks are moving, not Albemarle Barracks, but 3-9 Regiment Royal Artillery are moving or disbanding. Look, there's a fisherman in the river down there on the River South Tyne that we're going over now. They're moving or disbanding, one of the two. I think they're moving. My mother thinks they're disbanding because I think they're moving all the artillery units with the military pulling out of Germany. I think they're moving all the artillery to Larkhill where we live. Oh, joy of joys. Anyway, they're marching because they have the freedom of Hexham. And they're marching through Hexham for the last time. And so we've seen them there in all their smart uniforms and their medals. But also today, Beaumont Street, one of the main streets in Hexham, is closed to a fun fair. They've got the gypsy people have set up their fun fair on Beaumont Street. And later on today, from 3 p.m., until 9, I think it is, they have Scary Night. Ooh! With lots of fun activities for child folk. And so I think my parents are going to try and get the children involved in that. So, beautiful autumnal colours here in the finest county in England. That's Northumberland, for the people who live outside of the UK. Beautiful golden colours. The light at the moment is rubbish. It's so overcast, but still got fantastic colours. Actually, these fir trees have gone brown. Am I right in thinking there's only one variety of fir tree that loses its needles in the winter? Anyway, they're going brown. But lovely golden colours. The bracken is dying off. That's a lovely shade of brown. A lot of beech trees that are still green. Oak is still green here. What else can we see as we're driving along? Ash, all but lost. What's that? Oh, can't see. We're going a bit quick. But lovely colours. Hopefully the rain will stay off. My old mucker there, Graham Pearson, Black 73 Cat, says he doesn't mind walking in the rain. Well, when I'm walking, I like to see what's going on. When it starts raining, I just go into lockdown and stick my head down and pottle along. Like, so I'm not a huge fan of the rain. To use a pun, it kind of puts a dampener on things. So hopefully the rain will stay off. I really don't mind the wind, even when it's extreme wind, like the gusts that we had on the top of Corn D the other day, up to 100 mile an hour gusts. I don't mind that at all. I can deal with that. So a lot of traffic travelling eastbound. A lot of traffic. Fortunately, we're going in the other direction. As we travel further east, the landscape starts opening up to moorland. I can start seeing that on my left-hand side. Across to my right is the top of the first valley. And on the other side, if we were on the top of that, on the top of that hill on the right up there, we'd be able to see the Roman wall. But at the moment, we can't see that. Lots of signs, brown road signs pointing to Hadrian's Wall. We're just passing the road which goes up to the Once Brood. But we're continuing westbound on the A69. But on my left, it was starting to open up and seeing the back end of the Pennines. And if we're lucky, we might see the Pennine Express, which is the rail, the train, which goes over the Pennines into Carlisle. We might get a glimpse of it. There's only a few places along the road that you can look left and you'll actually be able to see the train itself. Okay, so speeding up here, because we're on a bit of dual carriageway, overtaking this Vauxhall Corsa with a very cautious driver. If I remember rightly, as we go down the hill there's a speed camera, so we better be careful. So every time I drive along this road now, lots of memories come flooding back from walking Hadrian's Wall with Dean, and our exploits are up on YouTube on Dean's channel and mine. So if you want to have a look, do a search for Dean Reed or The Hubbocks, all one word, on YouTube, or you can get me via Google Plus as well, and you can see my YouTube videos from Google Plus rather. How are you feeling today, Sarah?
Okay.
Are you looking forward to your little jaunt?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be quite exciting. We are actually leaving it a bit late, to be honest, but we're looking at doing, well, actually, probably because it's so late in the day. Oh, here's the speed camera. Because it's so late in the day, what we might have to do is get the bus.
I'm not getting a bus.
Back, if we're going to do the route that you suggested.
It's only about 5 hours of walking.
Okay. We can run back, can't we? We can shuffle, rather.
Yeah.
See, my dad, when I was a young boy, my dad taught me of a thing called scout pace, which, if anybody's ever seen Sharp's rifles with Sean Bean, will know that that was the pace used by the light infantry. Invariably, they invented it. And that's to walk 20 paces, run 20 paces, walk 20 paces, run 20 paces. But when I say run, you just kind of jog.
Is that why they now do that mad hoppy skippy thing?
Who?
The infantry.
The light infantry. A mad hoppy skippy thing?
Yeah.
No.
All
right. Good. Okay. So we're all good. Hoping that we're going to have a good day. Now, as for uploading this, oh, we've got a 3G signal as we come to Halt Whistle. Now, the thing about Halt Whistle actually is the people of Halt Whistle claim that their village, well, it's a big village, I'm going to say it's a town, their town is the centre of the United Kingdom's mass, land mass. However, there's another town further south in England that they claim that they're they are the central most town in the United Kingdom, but the people of Halt Whistle are pretty adamant that it's them. And actually, when you enter Halt Whistle from the west side, when you enter Halt Whistle from the west side, there's a huge sign: "Welcome to Halt Whistle, centre of Great Britain," or something like that. So what we'll do is, I think we can see that as we drive past this. We're going to come up to that junction in a minute. Is that a policeman walking down there? It is. Oh my life! There's a police officer walking along a footpath, but it's in the middle of nowhere. Community copper, no doubt. Good on him. He's looking for bodies on the River South Tyne. So this particular journey is powered by Monster Energy, the original green one. Has it got a flavour? No. I do like green Monster, and the red one as well, the new red one. That's nice. But I don't drink it like it's pop. I'll only drink it when I need a boost. Ah, right, here you go. Now here's the westbound junction into Halt Whistle. Now, if you have a look down here, you'll be able to see what the sign says about being the centre of Britain, or whatever it says. Or maybe not. Oh, no, you can't read it. It just says centre of England. It can't be the centre of England, because we're too far north. Never mind. So, we've got the railway line on our right-hand side now, going to Carlisle, and obviously Newcastle, in the opposite direction. And I remember specifically this exact section when Dean and I got on the train at Hexham and we went to Carlisle. Slow-moving traffic. Come on, you've got another 10 mile an hour to play with. It's quite a wide road, really, this, but lots of bends that I don't want to say dangerous, but you know, they're kind of long bends that you maybe don't want to overtake on. Maybe a bit too dangerous to overtake on. Nonetheless, more beautiful colours. It's going to be a beach. Ah, speaking of beech trees, when Tamara and I were out the other day, you know, the beech trees that were red the past 2 years, they're green this year. Bizarre. Some pinky coloured leaves on there, on a rowan, I think it's a rowan, a mountain ash. I'm sure Mac McColgan will be interested to hear that. I do like the rowan. If we're ever going to plant trees in our garden, there'll be rowans. mountain ash. Lovely, lovely trees. Oh, and we're coming up. I don't know if Dean's listening.
Gave your dad the belt.
What? Tomorrow give my dad the belt?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Hopefully it will fit him. We're coming up. I don't know whether Dean's listening because he's got his grandparents across from Australia at the minute. So he's busy. Oh, there's the train, look. He's busy hosting them. But anyway, we're coming up to the junction, which goes down to Greenhead and Gilsland. And what was specific about Greenhead on our trek was that's where we had to cut the route short on day two because my heels were in tatters and I couldn't really walk any further. We were 10 kilometres short that particular day of our intended campsite. So there's the B630 going off to the right down to Gilsland and Greenhead. Two really, really nice villages down there, but very remote. You know, we're in Hadrian's Wall country now, and it's very remote up here. And when the weather comes in, you definitely, definitely know about it. Oh, my life. Let's go. We're on a bit of dual carriageway going uphill. And the lady in front driving a Renault Scenic people carrier hasn't got the oomph to get past.
Clearly she thought she had.
Yeah. So now we must destroy her with fire. Destroy. Deploy the machine gun, Sarah. Oh, anyway. So now we're up on the top. We're on the moors now. I can see right across to my right. I can't see Hadrian's Wall because it's down in a bit of a dip. And but what's significant about this is any second now on our left we will see the hill known as Beacon Hill. And what's significant about that, you all ask? Well, when I was doing my recce, and indeed when Dean and I walked along the Roman Wall, we stopped at a place called Banks Turret. And from Banks Turret is a good viewpoint across the bit where I am. Not quite yet, a bit further on. But you can see a lot of land to the south. We're just passing the junction now on our right for RAF Spade Adam, which used to be... Oh, there's Bird Oswald as well. Bird Oswald is down that direction as well. But RAF Spade Adam is where they used to test rockets, as in to go into space type rockets. But anyway, Bird Oswald is a Roman fort. and there's not much of it left. However, on the other side... of Bird Oswald travelling east, if you're walking along the Roman Wall, you hit a river crossing point, and there's no Roman bridge across that part of the river now, but you can see the superstructures on either side of where the bridge was built up. We're now entering Cumbria, which is Northumberland's sister county and home to the Lake District. Rain is picking up now. Wipers on. Ish. Yeah, on intermittent. So one of the things we noticed yesterday when we're driving up, he says waffling on, 19 minutes in, is a lot of people, when they have their windscreen wipers on, when it's you know, kind of dim like it is now, don't put their lights on. And one of the little rules that Sarah has, which I've adopted, I think it was when you were learning to drive, wipers on, lights on. Good little reminder that, isn't it? But I drive, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be the case quite soon for all of Europe, because there's a lot more European countries adopting this rule that your headlights are on all the time. For those listeners who owned Volvos in the kind of 80s and early 90s, you know, hanging around those models of 244 and 240, you'll know that those vehicles either had fixed, as in permanently switched on headlights, or they had really bright day running lights. And of course, now everybody's got LED day runners, don't they? But Volvo and Saab were the first people to have day running lights, or the headlights were on all the time. And in Austria, it's law to, I know specifically, it's law to have your headlights on all the time in all weathers. So, however, in saying that, during the day, there is no conclusive proof, according to British highways studies. I think it was highways agencies. Yeah, highways agency. There's no conclusive proof that having your headlights on during the day prevents crashes. Oh, there's that big hill there in the mist over there, Sarah. That's Beacon Hill over there. So now the traffic's slowed right down because I think there's a tractor or something ahead. Yes, potentially. We can see the land right across to our right now, but I think we're still too far south to see into Scotland. I might be wrong. I think probably on a good day you'll be able to see into Scotland from where we are now. Probably. Well, we can see a fair distance across to the right now. Not that you would be ever be able to tell that it was Scotland if you could see that far. Of course. But there you go. Never mind. Okay. Thanks for listening to my waffle. And we'll speak to you again. Ta-da.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.